What is that? That looks like an alien. This has gotta be some sort of conspiracy. I know that's a fucking alien. Maybe we're the aliens.
So, alrighty. Welcome, everyone, to the Brothers Commonplace. We're doing something a little bit different today. We're going to be playing a game called Delta Green, and I really hope that everyone will listen, even though it's not a true crime case or anything like that. This could potentially be super fun. I'm really excited about it. But before we jump into it any further, just go around and say hello.
And I do just want to point out that Kevin didn't make this game up despite its name. Like, you're thinking, like, oh, he just made Delta up this Green, game, and yeah. It's his name and his
yeah,
game.
He did. No. Like, he got the Delta variant, and he was sick.
Oh, fuck yeah. Delta Green. Get out of here, Delta Green.
He watched Delta Farce, and then...
Oh, my God, yes.
Guess everyone just say hello.
I didn't even think of an opening.
Oh, I didn't even plan on it.
This is popping up in my head. What's going on, guys? This is Tim. I just got back from recording my Elton John cover CD, and it's called, I guess that's why they call him the Toof.
I like that.
It just popped up.
Hey, what up? This is Spence. I got another new GoFundMe I need people to donate to.
Hell yeah.
Oh, God.
This one's going to be to, I need people to help pay for the transportation for my girlfriend to a state that allows abortions. The trouble is she has to be airlifted.
Oh, God.
And the helicopter is going to cost at least like $30,000. Yeah. So
him and my mom are doing pretty well though, so pay some money for that.
Hey everybody, this is Toof. I just got back from Hawaii, and I got an allergic reaction to like the spring fever of the flowers. So I guess you can call me Polynesian.
Oh yeah.
I can delete that one now.
And it is your boy Kev. Oh, I want to read that list of your intros, too.
So good.
And it is your boy, Kev, a.k.a. the Diamond-Handed Dirty Dog. And Roe versus Wade, I don't give a shit about that. All I care about is my old Nintendo game, Jordan versus Bird.
That's
everyone
right.
else can just fuck off.
Yeah.
I'm just joking. Alrighty, so enough of that. Yeah, we're going to be playing Delta Green. This is going to be really fun. It's like a collaborative storytelling type role-playing game where... I'll just read it from here. Delta Green is a role-playing game about cosmic terror and deadly conspiracy. It's about men and women making awful choices and doing terrible things to prevent far worse horrors, incursions of unnatural forces that infect and destroy humanity. Delta Green is a game about fear, about seeing the horrors to come and choosing to stand against them. So it's pretty much like if you took X-Files... combined it with like Stranger Things and Chili Cartel and shit like that. I think it's going to be really fun. So
there's already copyright infringement.
So like it's going to be funny, but we're also going to be like, there's going to be mystery and conspiracies, scary. Like it deals with some real shit, fucked up shit. So like you want like the scary stuff to be scary, the intense stuff to be intense, know when to throw the comedy and humor in there. But with it being us, I don't know. I think it's going to be a really fun ride.
I'm excited.
Yeah, so some of the themes of the game are investigation and uncertainty, suspense and horror, violence and moral choices, sanity and comprehension, keeping secrets, personal and professional consequences, stuff like that. So these guys, they all made their characters already. We're going to jump into this. Yeah, before we jump into it, do you guys have any questions or anything you want to say, or you just want to go ahead and mention a few things about your character? Don't say your names yet. There'll be a spot for that, but just maybe some basics of, like, if you want to say your profession, maybe one thing that people like and dislike about your character and things like that. We can do that real quick if you want.
Yeah, sounds good.
Cool. All right, we'll start with you, Primo. Yeah. What's one thing people like and dislike about your character? Well, first, what's your character's profession?
He's an FBI agent. What they like about him, he's a really good listener.
Hell yeah. I love that.
Dude, does he have big ears?
He doesn't.
Oh,
but what they hate about him is that he has terrible farts.
Oh, yes, dude.
Okay. Is
it just you?
A little bit. I don't know if I'm that good of a listener, but the farts part for sure.
So your FBI agent could be dealing with maybe he's like a negotiator. It's like, fuck, this guy listens so well. Yeah. And then he just rips ass at the wrong time and they just kill the hostage.
I was hoping to bring it up at some point, like me just having terrible farts. Like,
dude, bring it in.
Yeah,
bring
for
it
sure.
into it. Hell yeah.
Fuck yeah.
And what are some motivations for your character?
So, I mean, he's really all about the law.
Hell yeah.
But then he also, it's just about getting mad Poon.
Okay, dude. All about the law, all about Poon. I didn't tell you guys this when you wrote your motivations. So the thing about this game is Delta Green is like everyone has these professions. You could be an FBI agent, a physician, a computer scientist, but you're all recruited based on your special skills. So like you're all experts in your own field and you join this organization called Delta Green. Like they seeked you out. So even though Primo's character is an FBI agent, the FBI doesn't have any idea that he's doing Delta Green missions in secret. So he might have to lie and take a vacation or something just to go out on like one of these missions.
Yeah.
So these guys will be meeting up and this is going to be their first Delta Green mission. And it's all about, you have bonds and you have sanity. So as your characters dive more into some of this shit, they might start losing their mind, developing some like mental illnesses. And as that goes on, your bonds can get lower while your sanity goes up. So you're going to have to be doing shit to, like, maybe you have to go see a therapist, but spending so much time with your therapist means that your bond with your wife goes down.
Oh, okay.
And you might come across something to where you have your motivations, where Tim's motivations right now, all about the law and all about getting Poon. He might have to make the choice to cut one of those motivations out.
Oh, yeah.
So he might become just, he only cares about Poon as an FBI agent, and he'll have to start role playing that shit. So that's what I'm really excited about.
What about him becoming a quarterback for the Browns and becoming all about the Poon?
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah. I'm all about Instagram massage, getting massages from people I meet on Instagram.
Playing with his butthole and stuff. Yeah, that's what I'm all about.
So also, Primo, your FBI agent, what's his average, like, day-to-day life, like maybe some mundane but critical things your agent does, like when he's not doing FBI shit, or like what kind of stuff is he in? Does he live alone? Does he keep to himself besides all the Poon he's getting?
Yeah, he lives alone, spends a lot of time just watching The Office and stuff, and I think his nightlife, he tries to go out and get ladies, but he doesn't care about them. Like, they're, as soon as
just
he's
a number.
Done, as soon as he's done with them, get out of here, you know.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah.
So where is, like, what state or city is this guy from?
New York.
New York. Awesome. Yeah. Perfect. I like that. Even better question. Where was he September 11th, 2001? Did he have something to do with that?
FBI doesn't want me to talk about that.
Oh, perfect. You're going to be good. All right. We'll go around the table to the next guy, Jeremiah.
Yeah.
What is your profession? One thing people like and dislike about him, his motivations, and then kind of like his everyday type thing.
My guy is a ex-Navy SEAL, retired, but now he is a culinary expert.
Fuck yeah.
Employer?
Yeah, so like your employer, if he's a culinary expert, does he have his own cooking business or does he work for...
He got hired in through Chris Kattan Catering.
Dude, come on.
And he works for a famous catering company that mostly does Hollywood stuff.
Perfect. Hell yeah, dude. I like that.
His likes and dislikes, or what people like about him, is that he's always calm. Like, no matter what.
Always calm?
It's eerie.
Okay.
Yeah. And what people dislike about him is he's picky. And he likes to, like, point out, like, flaws in people's attires.
Oh, my God. That's so good. Okay. Yeah, I love that.
Oh, motivations.
Yeah, what are some motivations?
What motivates him is, like, finding the truth of people. Like, finding out, like, who they really are, if they're, like, fake to him or whatnot. Like, trying to find out the real person.
Yeah.
He also likes seeing happiness in people. That's what drove him to catering and stuff. Or,
yeah. Well, his culinary food better not suck then.
Oh, he's a fucking banger cook.
Hell yeah. Dude.
Actually, shit, are my skills even like for cooking?
Oh, he's God. Your guy just assumes he's good, but he sucks.
I might have to change a skill just to make it cooking if I can.
Be
too.
Honest, does he just work at Skyline Chili?
Oh my God.
He's pretty good at making donuts and pastries.
Oh, that's cool.
Like, you know those Little Debbie white like hexagon cakes? Zebra yeah. cakes. He can make the best zebra cake ever.
Dude, I hope Damn. One of your bonds is Little Debbie. So no, I don't think I don't know if I mentioned, so one of the things in this game is called bonds. So every character is kind of tied to something, and that's kind of like your relationship with people, with certain people. And as your sanity goes up, your bonds could go down. So you want to keep a balance of that relationship. But yeah, this is going to be nothing good really happens. Like, there's no good or bad choice. Everything you do will have pros and cons, and you could all die tonight. Like, that's the thing. It's supposed to be, like, realistic, even though wild, crazy shit could happen.
Real quick.
Yeah.
Is craft... I know it has a box where you can write anything under craft.
Yeah, you can put services there.
Okay, I was going to make making food services. All right, so I might have to change
craft services, baby.
To finish my motivations, one of them is drinking pop.
Okay, what?
How I like drinking pop a lot, and it tastes good, and, like... I want to drink all the pop, mm-hmm. all different types of pops. If there's a new pop, I want to drink it.
Yeah. Okay, I can respect that.
Another motivation is ever since the 90s, I've always wanted to touch Pam Anderson's breasts. Even though she's getting older, you know, I'm like around, I think I'm the same age as her. I think I'm like 51 maybe okay. I'm 47. So okay. I kind of grew up in her era, and like I've always had her poster on my wall.
Okay.
And then my last fifth motivation is clean teeth.
Perfect.
I always
like that.
Strive for. Yeah.
No, that's good.
Oh, yeah, clean
that's
teeth. Good
yeah. Primo, how old is your FBI agent?
He's just my age, so 36.
36. Holy shit, I thought you were 19. I'm just joking. That was stupid. Not even funny. Alrighty, Spence.
Do you need my current profession or my previous profession?
Oh, let's go with your current profession.
Currently, my character is a porn star.
Oh,
hell yes,
my God,
dude.
I love this. Okay.
He works for Casting Couch Extreme.
Okay.
It has to exist, right?
What was his previous profession then?
He was a penetration tester.
Okay. That is so good, dude.
Yeah.
That's great.
So actually, he's been a penetration tester the whole time.
Okay. So he's doing penetration testing, so computer scientists, networking, and then also real actual penetration testing. Hell fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, we should tell the listeners, like, a pen tester in the real world is someone who tries to break into computer systems on purpose. But, like, they pay you to do it so you can, like, try to find the ways, like, the flaws.
Yeah, it's pretty... Do you ever listen to Darknet Diaries?
No.
It's really cool, actually.
About that?
Yeah,
I've actually heard of that, surprisingly. Yeah. But, yeah, I've never listened to it. I've heard of it.
Hell yeah. All right, now, one thing people like... Oh, God, I'm kind of nervous to ask this. One thing that people like and dislike about your character...
They really like my dance moves.
Oh, dude, hell yeah. Okay. Dude.
And they really dislike it when I get drunk.
Oh, shit. Dude, there's actually rules for that. If you're an alcoholic, there are some. See, these are what's cool. If you guys come down with, let me see what the sheet says real quick. So your characters could get like mental disorders. You could get addictions and stuff. But say one of your characters is an alcoholic and eventually you get over it. You don't just cross it off because maybe... You're no longer drinking. Yeah. I mean, you're still not over it, obviously.
Yeah, you could relapse.
But it could always all come back. Mm. So, like, you could suffer, like, from narcolepsy and then have something that takes care of it. One wrong thing could bring all that stuff back.
Yeah.
So, it's pretty wild. It's pretty interesting. Alrighty. And motivations for your character?
All of them or just a couple?
Just a couple. Like I said, between 1 and 5 motivations, and you don't have to have them all right now. But yeah, eventually you could lose some of those motivations.
Yeah, I only did those 2.
I can barely stop myself from fixing broken shit, like when stuff is broken.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love that.
Yeah.
And another one is I really like want to see all dogs be taken care of.
Oh, dude. I love all those. Man,
I want
good.
To find this person and just fuck them and marry them. Yeah. I love this guy. Yeah.
Just think how
right into Casting Couch Extreme.
Extreme, dude.
Like, you guys are thinking this is cool now, but you said you can lose these motivations, right?
Yeah.
Think about how sad that fucking is.
That's dude, this game, like I said, there's no good or bad choices. It's all, eventually you're all going to die or get so fucked up.
Yeah.
Like it's, yeah, I'm really excited.
Hey, who says I didn't start that way?
Yes, you can. Some do start that
way.
Yeah.
Do like the characters eventually commit suicide? Does that ever happen? Like, did your sanity go
yeah.
like so
I would probably
bad?
Assume so, yeah. Gotcha,
there's roles for all of this. Okay. There's wild shit. And I will say we are just playing Last Things Last. It is kind of like the intro, like, starter kit thingy. So I really don't know how to play this game. I know, like, 10% of it. Hopefully, if this goes well, we'll keep playing and stuff.
Is there special rules that if you start as Baron Trump, like, your will is like iron, like, nothing can affect you?
Baron Trump is so fucking wild looking.
Have you seen how tall he is now?
Yes. Yeah.
Dude, if you guys just saw the funny pictures from, like, 2 years ago where he was his dad's height, no. Yeah, he's like fucking 7 inches taller now.
Jesus Christ.
He's like 6'7" maybe or something like that now.
Or you just start out as Sad Gorman.
Oh, yes, dude.
All righty. So before we start this officially, any questions or any? There will be a spot where I have you introduce your guys and what they look like, but anything before we begin?
Really want you to try some of that food, but if you're not hungry, then yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I'll get some eventually. Okay. What are you looking for, Primo? Pencil? So there's not a lot of dice rolls. The way this works is if there is a dice roll, it's a percentile. So if you have firearms and your skill is 30% and you want to shoot at somebody, you would have to roll percentage dice and get 30 or lower.
And what if yours is like high? Like
if your firearms is 80, then you would have to get 80 or lower.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. Someone's 50, okay.
Yep, so 50-50. And sometimes if there's something there's no skill for, it's just a straight-up luck roll.
Okay.
So 50-50 chance.
And, like, so my unarmed combat is 70, so I just have to get lower than 70.
Yes.
Okay.
And if we get into unarmed combat and shit like that, there are rules for it. I would just have to look them up at the time.
Okay.
I did order the books and shit. I just haven't got them yet.
Okay.
All righty, we ready?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. We open first, just outside the city limits. I want you to, like, picture this as, like, movie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
And I will say, I've only listened to a few things with Delta Green, so I don't know officially how it's supposed to be played. I listened to the Glass Cannon podcast play it, so there's probably going to be some similarities.
I'm kind of seeing it, like, as, like, a Sin City kind of thing. That's how I'm going to see it in my head, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, I kind of like that. We open first, just outside the city limits. Late morning, early afternoon. The sun is extra bright today. We see large cornfields, farm silos, cows out in the pasture, combines, tractors, a line of angry cars behind the tractors waiting to pass, and out in the distance above the trees, we see 1, 2, now 5, 6 dozens of hot air balloons lifting up and rising through the clouds. Mayor Miller, in his three-piece suit, is wiping the sweat from his brow, but he is smiling as he welcomes the 32nd annual Balloon Fest.
Oh, fuck, that's funny.
I will say, when I wrote this, I didn't know the Balloon Fest was actively going on.
Yeah, dude, okay, like, saying,
like,
yeah.
Like, right this second.
The event is packed. People are everywhere. There's live music. Children are smiling and laughing, eating ice cream. The high school farm kids are chewing tobacco, driving around in their piece-of-shit trucks with Trump flags, listening to piece-of-shit music.
Hey, my music's fine, guys.
And then the words pop up. Ashland, Ohio, 2022.
Oh, hell yeah.
The camera pans past Grandpa's Cheese Barn.
Oh, yeah.
The Finn, Brookside Park, Mountain Man in his flannel suit and guitar, and passing by on the street behind him.
Like
Mountain Man's dead.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I know what the first mystery is. Fuck, dude.
Like almost 7 years
it's
or something.
It's been a while.
Damn. Now I'm afraid to mention this next part.
Oh, I like that was surprising to you. Like, if you told me he was alive, I would have been surprised.
Fine, let me go back. The ghost of Mountain Man in his flannel suit and guitar, and passing by on the street behind him, we see a car being driven with hundreds of plastic cats glued to it.
That guy's also dead.
That guy's
the cat
dead
guy
too,
died too.
Yeah, he died.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Fuck, I was really going to write a big thing about the cat guy. Because isn't he a sexual predator? Like half his face is gone?
If not, that's a good guess.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, see, I don't remember that part, but yeah, he's definitely dead.
And we continue on to downtown, where we see some older-looking brick and stone buildings between West 2nd and 4th Street.
Hey, Kev, real quick. If it helps, the guy who wears the Jesus shirt and runs everywhere...
He's still alive.
He's still alive.
Okay,
and he still pushes the mower.
That guy's honestly immortal.
Like, that guy's awesome.
Yeah.
There's this little dude who's probably like 5 foot even.
Yeah.
He wears like a 3XL Jesus shirt and runs everywhere and sweats all day. I don't know
this
what all he does.
This isn't a joke. He sometimes either pushes a push lawnmower or just runs.
Yeah.
And he runs places.
And he hands like pamphlets to people about like Jesus and stuff.
He used to like mop the floor at that laundromat on 4th Street.
Really?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
What, the one like where Sean Great killed the people like right across the street?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I did think about how when I drove here, I drove past the old Sean Great serial killer lot. Since took the houses down.
Yeah. The lawnmower shirt guy.
Yeah.
He handed me a pamphlet one time, and I'm not religious at all, but like I was like, fuck yeah, dude, that's awesome.
Yeah, yeah, I'd have been stoked if he handed me one, too. Yeah, I actually like him.
Yeah, that dude's the shit.
You have...
No, I know who you're talking about. The caveman looking dude.
Holy
shit,
am going to add in the mutant somewhere, but this is just the first mission at Ashland.
I almost hit that guy with my car the other day. He was walking down 250 and like in the street.
Oh, okay.
Like, dude, there's a sidewalk.
It's his fucking
Jesus,
head.
Dude.
We now go inside one of those buildings, all the way to the basement, where we see a wooden door with an iron doorknob and an opaque window. On that opaque window, we see a green triangle.
Fuck yeah.
Inside this dimly lit, cool, quiet room in an empty basement, we have a dark brown wooden table with four chairs. And seated at that table are three figures, waiting, maybe patiently, perhaps nervously, for their first Delta Green assignment. In the last few days, each of you have been sent an anonymous encrypted email instructing you all to travel to Ashland, Ohio in regards to your first Delta Green mission. You were told to follow instructions and that plane tickets were waiting for you at the nearest airport and that you were to retrieve a packet of instructions from a downtown post office. Doing so has led you all here. Things are so secret and restricted that all of your employers are kept in the dark and have no idea that any of you are even agents of Delta Green. Looking around the table, why don't we go around and describe the three figures that we all see? So you can go ahead and say your name and what your attire is, what you look like, and we'll start there. And if you want to reiterate your profession, I guess you can as well.
So do you want me to keep my real name secret or...
Whatever.
So I'm keeping my real name secret.
Well, because I almost kind of think we would all keep our name secret if we're joining a weird company.
I'll say it, but I'm keeping it secret from you guys.
Here's the thing. Delta Green, they know everything about you. They recruited you. They know your real names.
Okay.
You can say your name to what these people know you as, but whoever is giving you this mission, your handler... knows everything about you.
Yeah.
Okay. Knows your real name, everything. But in the room, you can say what the name you're going by is. You can do whatever you want. So it's just you three alone sitting in this basement waiting.
Hey there, gentlemen. Wait a minute.
Hell yeah. Nope. Already love it. Hey there, gentlemen. Anyone got a soda?
I love that. Actually, yeah, that's kind of good. I'm stealing that, Kev. Hey there, gentlemen. Where'd you guys get those sodas at?
Do it.
My name is Vic. Nice to meet you. You are?
My name's Riley Poole.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, hey, Riley. And your name is... And I'm shaking hands with the guys as I'm meeting them.
I'm not going to say my real name, but just, to you, it's Agent X-Pac.
Fuck, dude.
Agent, I forgot you said
Agent
that.
Agent X-Pac. Agent X-Pac, huh?
What do you all? What does Agent X-Pac look like?
So, he's pretty much just wearing like the normal, like I would say, Matrix clothes. I guess.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Now keep in mind, this is the first. Like, you guys are on mission right now. You don't have your briefing yet, but you are on your mission. So you would have worn stuff you probably would have expected. I mean, it's your first Delta mission. You don't know what it entitles you to.
Yeah.
But so okay. So what is everyone wearing?
This. I look just like this.
Okay. Fuck yeah, dude. So you have a carrot?
Pulled up the picture of Steven Seagal where he's in like a black karate gi eating a carrot.
Yeah, I'm wearing like a black karate gi, dress pants, and dress shoes.
Fuck yeah.
And instead of a carrot, it's a pop.
Oh, hell yeah. Dude, okay. What kind of pop, though? Well,
yeah, what kind of soda?
Dr. Thunder.
Oh, why, yeah.
God, don't be Dr. Thunder.
While you boys were introducing yourselves to each other, I saw the mini fridge and I got a mountain holler.
Oh my God.
Even worse. Yeah, so, never heard of it before.
Hey, one of the Delta Green agents comes in and says, yeah, we're a bit low on money this quarter.
At least we know that they were shopping at Save a Lot. So yeah, that's good.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Riley Poole looks like this.
Fuck yeah, yeah, dude. Yeah.
Wait, is that the guy from Blade?
No, that's the guy from National Treasure.
Okay. I thought it was also Frost from Blade.
Oh, okay.
So he's got short hair, got a goatee.
Short brown hair, goatee, business casual. Right.
Skinny and lean like most porn stars.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
So something isn't lean, I'll tell you that.
Oh, yeah. Huge dog. Yeah. So some of you might be familiar with him. Possibly.
Yeah, we might have seen him a couple of times, yeah, because you know we've watched the porn.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
My guy wouldn't know who he is. I mostly just jack off the Pam Anderson posters and the movie Barbed Wire.
That makes sense.
I love that your dude is like, no, just the posters. Yeah. Oh, yeah. The Playboy magazine? No, just give me the poster.
If there's a centerfold of it, yeah. The other pictures, no.
I mean, weirdly, I actually just jack off to you jacking off to that. Hell yeah. That's pretty cool.
All right, so one more time, I'll go around real quick. Primo is playing FBI agent X-Pac.
Mm-hmm.
Toof is playing Special Ops.
Vic Venom.
He's also
Do you know what that's from?
Yeah, it's Vic. I know what that's from. That's Always Sunny, right?
Huh? No.
No, Vic Vinegar is Always Sunny.
Okay.
Okay, I don't know what Vic Venom is.
Vic Venom was Vince Russo's name when he wrote WWE Magazine in 97.
Oh, my God. Wow.
That's what he called himself in it.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
And then Spence is computer engineer / porn star named
Riley Poole.
Which I didn't say in my real name.
Yes.
My real name is just Sean Waltman.
Okay. So let me get this straight.
Funny.
In this, are you the actual real X-Pac turned FBI agent? Because you might have people recognize yourself. You can be.
I honestly have been keeping that quiet my whole life. So.
Oh, my God. This is good. Okay, so you're actually X-Pac. Okay.
Wait a minute. I didn't know we could actually be the real guy.
I didn't either. That's it, though. We can only have one.
Okay, I won't be the real Steven Seagal, then. We're good.
So after some
interesting... really close. I mean, you guys catch my
drift. Kev said that. I didn't say it. So.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe he's not. I don't know.
Yeah, you guys think what you want to think.
So after getting to know each other and a little bit of silence... you now hear some muttering, some talking coming from the other side of the door. It sounds like just a single voice, perhaps somebody talking to or with themselves. And you see a shadow get closer through the opaque window. The door quickly flies open as you see an older gentleman standing in front of you holding a few manila folders. He is a mustached man wearing dark aviator sunglasses. His hair is white and he has a bit of a messy mop. Sporting a button-up shirt, tie, and a gun holster. I'm just going to be honest. It's Willie Stink.
Dude. Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Dude.
Well, well, well. Look what the kitty cat dragged in. He then takes a giant puff on a cigarette and walks over and drops the remain of the cigarette into a coffee cup on the table with the letters WS on it. He then leans in towards Agent X-Pac and says, oh, I'm sorry. Were you going to drink that? Even though clearly that's his coffee cup. He then throws the folders down on the table, flips them over, and runs his hands through scanning them. He then picks up that same coffee cup and takes a sip.
Oh, dude, fuck yeah.
Then scanning through the folders, he says, oh, what do we got? What do we got? What do we got? All right, FBI agent. We got a, oh, okay, Special Ops Culinary Man. On this, oh, I know this guy right here. No way. You are a computer scientist, too? Wow. So, if you ask me, I wouldn't trust y'all to scoop the poops out of my kitty litter. But then again, and this time he leans into you. What's your name? Carrie's name, I'm sorry, Vic.
Vic Venom.
He leans into you, Vic, and says, then again, I wouldn't trust myself with that either. He then sits down in the chair across from you three and he leans back. So, you might be asking yourself, if I don't trust all y'all, then what in the hell are we even doing here? Well, why don't you boys take a look at that colander on the wall right over there? Do you guys look? April 1st. April Fool's Day, which means I do trust you all. Now, before we get started, allow me to introduce myself. My name is Agent Willie Stinkbait, and I will be your handler on this mission. Fun fact about me, I may or may not actually have trust issues. Like with my missus. That's Mrs. Stinkbait, and I think she may suffer from a case of the wandering eyes. Maybe something's going on with her and the great Dr. Dynamo. He's a pediatrician magician. I took my sick kid there once, and he made his fever disappear. But that story's for another time. This is why you're all here. He then throws down a folder on the table with some information on it. Right here. I'll hand that to Tim. Clyde Ballman. So, Primo, you want to go ahead and read a little bit of that information or just say what it's about?
All right. So, Clyde Ballman. Date of birth, 3/28/45. That's 19, by the way. Wife, Marlene.
Real quick, what year are we in?
Present, 2022.
Yeah, 2022.
Okay.
She's born 8/20/48, died in 2002. Damn.
Long time
so
ago.
She didn't die in 9/11.
Just the after effects.
Daughter Sharon, son Michael.
Yeah, so you don't have to read all that. But yeah. Here's information, a piece of paper that has some
that
information about this guy.
Vic there.
Aaron Teschler. So Clyde Ballman, he was an active Delta Green agent from 1967 to 1970 and an infrequent friendly during the late 90s. 4 days ago, he died in his apartment of a massive heart attack. And you three, you're on cleanup duty. He also pulls out...
Wait a minute. He just died at his house 3 days ago?
4 days ago, he had a heart attack and died. He was pretty old. But he did some work for us in Delta Green. I don't have a lot of information on the actual cases and things he did like that. We don't really... That's on a need-to-know basis. And they always say, Stinkbait, you don't need to know anything. Hurts my feelings, but that's just how we do things here. But yeah, he died of a heart attack.
And Mr. Stinkbait, yeah? I know you said you might have trust issues with us, and you might not. But in the email that I got, it didn't say that you need to trust me. It said that you needed me.
Oh, he looks to the side and goes, oh, if only you knew how much I really needed you three. I've already considered you three my sons. And I'm hoping one of you would actually marry one of my kids when they grow up. Steven? Chad? Chris? Tuffer? And that's it.
God, when you said I want you to marry one of my kids at first, I thought you meant one of us marry the other one because we're your kids now.
I'm down. It's 2022.
Yeah. Been my plan all along.
You guys can marry, as long as you don't have any abortions, it's all right. So I don't know if they're legal in this state. So, here's the details on Clyde Ballman. Here's your mission. One, proceed to residence of Clyde Ballman. Two, remove any evidence of Delta Green's activities. Ballman's heirs are expected to be there in 48 hours. You have 48 hours to complete this mission. Make sure everything is clean by then. By clean, of course, I just mean we don't need to investigate his death. It was a heart attack. That's fine. Just if there's any evidence that he was working for Delta Green at any time, I need you to destroy or remove, bring back that evidence. And then in 48 hours, we'll meet back here in this basement, and we'll do a report with a debriefing. If you find signs that Ballman violated any Delta Green security, report them as well. And when you come back, if someone could bring lunch.
I have a question.
Yeah.
On our Clyde Ballman...
Are you okay, sir?
...report, I see that it doesn't list where he lives. You made me fly all the way to... Where is this place? Trashland, Ohio.
It's too. Ashland.
Ashland, Ohio.
You don't think I flew out here also?
Are you giving us a ride to where he goes, or?
No.
I have to walk there?
It was bad enough I had to come down to the basement. Now, to get to Ballman's residence, you're going to need to head east to Eagleview Apartments behind the Home Depot.
So this is just a cleanup job then?
Yep, your first mission. Just great. Get rid of some evidence.
I have two questions.
Yes.
One, do we remove the evidence or do you want it back?
Remove it any way you want to. Destroy it, give it back to me. Doesn't matter. As long as there's nothing left behind.
Burn down his house?
No. He lives in an apartment building. There's a lot of innocence there.
What if he's the bottom floor?
What do you mean?
That would still burn it down.
I don't know anything about that. I do know.
What if he's the top floor?
It would still burn down the same, Vic.
What if the floor underneath of it's an aquarium? Would just the top floor burn?
They're not building apartments on top of aquariums. I've checked.
What if the apartment below him is Deuce Bigelow's one place he was renting with the big aquarium?
It wasn't even that big. It was just a yeah, I guess big that's, fish tank.
I guess that's true.
Great.
My second question was, yeah. Do you like onions?
I love onions. Why?
I was just wondering what to bring back for lunch.
How did you know my favorite meal was onions? Man, thanks, son.
Yeah, I'm a good listener, Dad.
Oh, shit. I do like that. That's very true. Now, I got some good news. We have a car for you all to take. Hopefully, one of you is capable of driving. The bad news, the only wheels we were able to get for you was a 1988 Dodge Omni. Bit of advice. Don't take it up any hills. It won't make it. Don't go over 45. It won't make it. If it rains, your head will get wet because the hole's in the top of the car, and also the windows don't go up.
Is Larry at least the driver?
Nope, but from my records, we did get this call from a person named Larry, yes. Now,
Stinkbait, I got a question.
Yes.
What is this gig going to pay?
We'll talk about it at the end. Also, your feet are going to get wet because the floor holds all the water in. And if you are hoping to get any pussy, just forget that altogether because nobody gets trimmed driving this hunk of junk shit around.
Then why the hell am I here?
It's your first Delta Green mission, son. To clear door. I thought you were a good listener. We got to get rid of the evidence.
I'm not very familiar with the Dodge Omni. They're those little piece of shit cars with no storage, right?
You know all about them, it seems. Because, yep.
We won't be able to take much equipment with us then.
What all you got? This is just an easy, quick cleanup mission. You don't need to take anything with you.
I'd like to.
Actually, you can take these. And he dumps out three Nokia N-gauges.
Oh, fuck. He's like, yeah.
I know they're old and kind of suck, but our techs rigged them up a bit so they can work for you on the mission. You can call me back through it. Encrypted phones. It doesn't do anything else.
Ooh, you don't have.
You don't have glass cutters or accelerating torch?
No.
Or do you have rope?
What? A what kind of torch?
Celerane.
Yeah.
I do like me some celery.
I don't think they make torches out of celery either, X-Bach. I agree with you.
Celerane.
Oh. Celerane, cellar snow. Don't think we got any.
No rope?
No rope.
How do we tie up any intruders?
Well, he died like 3 or 4 days ago. They took his body out already. It's just going and looking for evidence.
Okay.
There shouldn't be any bodies to tie up.
All I need is my briefcase, stink bait.
Well, sometimes.
Oh, you mean this briefcase?
An old Navy trick they taught us is if you're searching somewhere to get rope and tie up a grand piano to the entrance of the door, that way if someone is sneaking in behind you, you just throw a ninja star at the rope, and the grand piano will land on their head and kill them.
I don't know if that's real.
How many enemies does Clyde Bowman have?
Well, he's working on Delta Green. Besides that,
so it could be infinite.
And if you look down at that sheet, it does say what his occupation was after.
I thought it was IRS.
Yeah, IRS.
So probably a lot of enemies.
So he was an IRS. Worked for the IRS.
Fuck, I might have killed him, honestly.
Yeah, dude. Fucking Wesley Snipes might have killed him.
Yeah.
honestly, I'm starting to have some concerns about this mission.
That goes for me too, son. Goes for me too. Alrighty, here's the keys to the car. And if you look right there, there's a key on there. And here's the key to his apartment.
I don't know if it says it on here. I see a daughter, Sharon, and son, Michael. Yeah. Are they living in this town?
No, I'm not quite sure where they are currently, but they are going to be coming back to the residence in 48 hours, which is, we're wasting time.
Then do you have two ropes and two grand pianos I can use?
You're not going to tie up the kids. You can't.
The rope isn't to tie them up. It's to hold up the grand piano.
If I look the other way, how many grand pianos and how many ropes do you need?
Three omnis and two grand pianos.
Oh, wait a minute. It's Sunday. Drum and Strum isn't open.
Then we're just going to have to go solo dolo.
Yeah, this is a great idea. You can use the rope to pull the grand piano behind you. Hopefully it has wheels.
I haven't played in years, but I think they do.
Okay, so now we cut to you guys in the Dodge Omni. Who's driving? Who's got, what's your guys' drive skill?
50%, but I also hated the movie.
I tried to watch Drive 2, and I hated it. Yeah. Not 2, T-O-O.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm baseline 20.
20?
Right, what's Steven Seagal's height? Is he like 6'2 in real life, something
probably.
Like that?
Probably.
I'm pretty tall to ride in this thing. Is it okay if I just ride shotgun and jack the seat back? I don't know if I can even fit in this.
So this Omni is going to be, I'm guessing X-Pac is probably driving, yeah. Right? So we got the FBI agent driving. The computer scientist is in the back behind the driver because Toof's character, Vic, is sitting shotgun with the seat leaned all the way back in this little-ass car.
I honestly don't trust you up there, Vic. I'd rather you in the back as well.
All right. Okay. So I push the seat forward and lower the seat like front ways and put my feet on top of the seat like a footrest. So my feet are almost like touching the windshield.
Yeah.
Because I guess I'm so big in this little Omni.
I'm used to driving solo, but I do love to listen if you guys have some stories. But also stay in the back. I don't want you anywhere near me.
I got a story for you. Can I reveal one of my bonds?
Yeah. Yeah, you guys can. This
God,
is,
that was going to be mine,
while,
too.
While you guys drive to the apartment, so I just want to paint a picture. We got this Dodge Omni, which look up 1988 Dodge Omni if you don't know what the car is. Yep. Piece of shit. They're kind of cool, honestly, but they suck.
Yeah. Spence liked it when you had him look it up in the one podcast when we were talking about Larry's car.
We have Agent X-Pac in the driver's seat. We have Riley sitting in the back behind him. And then we also have Vic sitting in the back with the front seat. Shotgun seat pushed all the way forward because X-Pac doesn't want anyone sitting up there with him, which is good. So, yeah, during this time you guys are driving, you can say what you're doing. If you have any thoughts, you can say, like, what your thoughts are, like, anything reminds you of anything. But, yeah, right now, Riley wanted to tell a story in regards to one of his bonds.
Tell me about yourself, Riley. Mm.
From the back, though.
Yeah, don't you dare come up here.
When I was first getting started in tech, me and my partner, we did a lot of jobs together, roamed around the country a lot, and then finally we got our biggest job ever. We found out that some other guys were trying to steal the Declaration of Independence.
Oh my God.
Hell yeah, dude.
So, we saved it. It's back there because of us.
This story should have been like multiple books, and it was just so we saved it.
Well, I commend you for your service to this country. You stay the fuck back there, though.
Hey, no problem.
Oh my God.
Now tell me about yourself, Vic.
Well, I don't want to get too deep into things, but lately I've been doing some culinary arts.
Oh, I love food.
I make a hell of a zebra cake. In fact, that might be my number one creme de la cream of what I can do.
Now, I've always wondered, is that made out of real zebras?
I once heard of an African tribe in the Zimbabwe that actually would make zebra cakes out of zebras. They're endangered in Zimbabwe now because of that. But long story short, I've never cooked it myself, no.
Well, I know where my next trip is going to be.
Do they, like, use the skin as the frosting?
I've seen it in books, not in person. But it was a scratch and sniff book, so I think so.
Oh, I remember something I forgot to have you guys do. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Any stats above 12 or below 9, there's a box next to it for you to put, like, a characteristic in there. You don't have to worry about it right now. So, like, Tim, Agent X-Pac, has a strength of 15. So, like, he could put distinguishing features. He could put, like, jacked or ripped, something like that. If you have, like, an 8 or something in one, like, charisma, if you had an 8, you could be, like... Like you said, you put down people's attire all the time.
What's what'd be a 8 in dexterity?
You bump shit. You're sluggish. You could put
slow. Okay.
Yeah. So like when you got into the Omni, you probably hit so much shit trying to get back there.
Oh, yeah. And you said above 12 or above 13?
Yeah, above 12 and up.
Oh, okay.
So alrighty. While you're driving over in the Omni, do you turn the radio on at all or? Keep quiet just to talk?
We keep quiet just to talk.
All right. Maybe someone from the back tries to reach up to turn it on. You smack their hand.
Don't you ever touch a black man's radio.
X-Fox saying that.
What is POW again? That's like mind power?
Yeah, your power, like willpower and shit. Yeah. So maybe.
Gotta keep the calm thing over there.
Yeah, calm, sense. Never break eye contact or something like that. So, okay, so you make your way to Eagle View Apartments. You pull in. It's about mid-afternoon right now, so there's people outside. There's some maybe, like, in the pool or just walking around. But there is the Balloon Fest going on, so it's not as many people as normal. So there might be one or two in the pool. And the apartment building you're going, it's pretty empty outside. So you guys got the key to get in. So anything you want to do along the way or just go on in?
You know.
Let's get this over with.
I never really asked... Stinkbait, but so there had he had a heart attack and they had to have called the police or something, so there had to have been a group of ambulance or police here to get that body, maybe. I'm thinking, so just remember, be extra careful, unlike those shoelaces you guys did. Maybe you should tighten those up too.
Yeah, so keep in mind, you guys...
And I'm just staring at Riley's feet when I said it.
I would say you guys all probably have, like, walkie-talkies. You can talk to each other. And you can also call Stinkbait if you ever need to.
Wait, I thought the walkie-talkies were the Nokias.
Those are encrypted to call.
Oh, okay.
Stinkbait. But yeah, you guys could have, like, walkies and shit, like, basic equipment, stuff like that.
I definitely have my briefcase. I always have my briefcase.
Yeah, I love that, dude.
There's a reason for it.
Is it just... okay.
It's in my...
I can't just have a pistol, right?
Yeah, you're a fucking special ops.
Okay, I was wondering. All right.
You all might have a gun. I don't know.
Yeah, I definitely I have a gun because I'm FBI, so that makes sense. But also, I have my briefcase.
I can't have, like, ridiculous shit, right?
No.
Like, I can't have a fucking thing on my wrist that when I bend my wrist back, a knife shoots out like Assassin's Creed.
No. Okay. So there are a bunch of shit in this game, like machine guns, sniper rifles, hand grenades, stuff like that. And as you do missions and get money and stuff, you can spend more, get cars, things like that. But it could also risk, like, if you don't have good persuasion, like, things like that, you could be, like, spending all this money and be like, hey, what the fuck? Why are you buying machine guns and shit? So it could cost your bonds to go down and stuff like that.
Well, persuasion.
I'll just ask it, and then you'll see if it's okay.
Yeah.
Just so you boys know, if we ever get in a bind and you need help... I pull out a gun from, like, my gun holster from my chest.
Yeah, are you just outside the apartment?
Oh, no, I thought we were in the car still.
Oh, in the car? Okay. Yeah.
See this gun? It'll shoot another gun at you if you need it.
I don't believe you.
Oh, it's spring loaded. I take the top off and open it to show that it's just another gun inside of it that, like, shoots a spring.
Okay, roll a luck roll. And if you get below 50 and below, you have that. A 2?
20?
No, that's a 2. You fucking really have it.
All right, so it's a Desert Eagle then.
So he has like a handgun.
A Desert Eagle that shoots another Desert Eagle at someone. But not like shoots, like it shoots a spring, so it's not like fast at them.
That's actually kind of legit.
Vic, that might be the stupidest, most brilliant thing I've ever seen.
I was going to bring my bazooka, but it wouldn't fit on the plane that comes into this little shithole town.
Hell yeah.
We don't know you're a porn star, right? Unless we watch movies.
Oh, I've got a gun.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
So I like to imagine you guys pull up to the apartment. It's fucking the end of June. You're just sitting in this Omni, sweating balls, having this conversation.
My brother Trig is already excited we're recording.
Oh, nice.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
God damn it, guys. This air conditioner isn't working. Can we get the fuck out of here?
Yeah, let's get this over with.
Let me just take a quick scan. I look left. I look right in the parking lot.
What's your alertness? 60. What's everyone's alertness?
Mine's 50.
So 50, 60, 20. Yeah, you don't feel like anyone's watching you or tailing you or anything. Like I said, there's a couple people swimming, not paying attention. Some people might have like chuckled to themselves a little bit as you guys pulled in driving that piece of shit.
Yeah, it was probably smoking too, probably, but, right?
Yeah, it's so loud. So you guys, yeah, like the opposite of a Prius. It's fucking loud. I'm pretty sure the muffler fell off as you pulled in.
Honestly, because of this car and what we're wearing, we have to look so fucking suspicious getting out of this.
Dude. Yeah.
Omni pulls up and like you said, you guys were wearing suits, right? And I'm wearing that stupid
like business casual.
Yeah, I'm like men in black suit.
And then I have the fucking stupid Asian, whatever that thing is.
You can't say the stupid. It's a karate gi.
Yeah, karate gi. Yeah,
if anything, you're the most suspicious.
You just get out of karate gi, sweating your ass off at the end of June.
Can I roll another luck real quick?
For what? Well, you got to tell me what. No, that doesn't count. Damn, you got to tell me. Well, you didn't tell me.
It was
going to
be also in the gun. You saw a pop.
No.
So I can spring load the pop to someone too. No. But I was going to spring load up in the air and catch it myself.
So this gun you have, it's just like a Russian doll. But there's so it doesn't do anything but conceals a gun.
Is the next gun littler than the first one?
Yes, it's a Desert Eagle. The gun inside of it is smaller.
Yeah.
The Desert Eagle can operate normally, and the gun inside of it, we'll just call it
a
six clipped.
Okay.
A small 9mm inside of it.
What's the point of it, though?
Yeah, that's like a what's
it? Why not just toss the gun to someone?
If I had the rope and the grand piano and someone were to tie me up to where I couldn't throw it myself, I could just slightly hold my arm out from the rope, click the button, and spring load the gun to someone else's hands.
So a gun whose only purpose is if if you're tied up and there's no grand piano tied up is the only time it's going to be
if my arms are tied up and I can't throw with my arm.
Okay.
Then, or if I'm like handcuffed or something, I'm like my hands behind my head, I can just angle the gun, click
why
the button,
wouldn't they
and
just
spring.
If they clearly see a Desert Eagle on you, why would they let
also,
you
also, wouldn't they have us tied up too? Like, why are we free?
Unless
maybe I roll luck check and spring load it into your mouth and you can shoot it.
Unless Vic's sanity has gone so far, he just went fucking nuts and is trying to take you guys out. Yeah. So you tied him up. He lost it all and forgot and launched you the gun.
Oh, you're going to kill me with this? And then I spring the gun out. I'm like, what? Like, okay.
Yes, actually. That's exactly what I'm going to do.
So, Vic, use that piano trick in a lot of jobs?
Once in culinary, and I don't want to talk about it, but in my previous professions, it's become crucial.
It seems like it's your key move.
God damn it. It takes you guys like hours to get from the car to the apartment. You stop like every couple of feet to say this shit.
Can we be like at the door by now?
Yeah, so you guys are at the door. You have the key. Coast is clear. You haven't seen anyone watching you. It is probably like 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon by now.
What floor was this on again?
This will just be a first floor apartment.
Okay.
Open her up.
All right, use the key.
Who actually has the key?
I've got the key.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's all right, here goes nothing. Let's get this fucking over with.
So he opens the key, or uses the key to open the door. You enter in to the apartment, into the living room. The interior is pretty Spartan and grim. It's kind of sad looking. There's just an old guy lived here alone. There's not like a whole lot going on in here. You can smell the cigarette smoke. In the living room, you do see a well-worn out couch. And on the opposite wall, there is a big old tube television. No flat screen, nothing. Just this old ass couch, these big TV with the rabbit ears on top of it. You do see on the table in front of the couch, there are some magazines as well as a small box of something. And that's what you see in the living room. So you guys can split up, say what you want to do, where you want to go and look.
Can one of the magazines be a porno magazine and have my picture on it?
Fuck yeah, dude.
You can go look over the magazine, see what they are if you want.
I do.
All right, we'll roll a luck check real quick. So as as Riley walks over to the table to see what magazines are on there, you see Birds and Blooms, American Heritage. You see Reader's Digest, some issues of Sports Illustrated. And what was your luck roll?
Five.
So you also see in that stack of magazines, there is one porno magazine, and right on the cover is you.
My porn name, Rex Pounder.
There, Big, you see Rex Pounder. And I don't know if you want these guys to see that, if you're going to hide it, or what do you do with it?
I nudge one of the magazines to cover that one up.
Okay. Nice. Okay. Yeah.
I wouldn't see it, but because of my alertness, I also have a slight paranoia. So as those two walk, Riley opens the door, and then X-Pac follows him. I close the door behind us, look out the peephole, because usually in apartments, there's usually a door right across.
Yeah.
Do I notice anything on the apartment? Or is it just a blank door just to another apartment?
Roll an alertness for me real quick.
Okay, so it's possible.
Okay, ooh. So it works like that's the percentage. Yep. Like it'll be 49%.
That's your tens, and that's your ones.
Okay. Exactly. And you're trying to get under your alertness, which is, you said 60?
Yeah.
So you should be good.
42%.
42. So you're looking through that. You don't see anyone outside there looking through the peephole. You do notice, though, after you close the door, like behind the door where it was open, you do see there's like a small thing of hooks, and there is a set of keys on one.
Mm.
I don't know what key you have, Riley, but I just want to let you know. Wait, like a coat hanger hook or like a key hook?
It's like a key hook, yeah, but there's a set of keys on there.
Okay. Huh, there's keys here, too. I don't know if we got the original copy or not, then.
That is interesting, but I think we should fan out and check all these closets to make sure we're alone.
Make sure there's no gay dudes in there. I'm just joking. Yeah, so X-Pac. So we got...
I walk out the room.
So we got Riley. We got Riley looking at the magazines, doing his thing. We got Vic, who notices those keys and closed the door, kind of peeked out one last time. What's Riley doing? Or I mean, X-Pac, I'm sorry.
I'm going to check these closets, boys, make sure that there's nobody listening.
Alrighty, so you're going through the closets. Just a linen closet, you don't see anything out of the ordinary. You're kind of moving everything around, see if there's any boxes or hidden stashes. But nothing there.
Also, when I closed the door, I locked it too.
Okay, you close the door, lock it behind you. Sounds good. Riley, you also notice on the table... you see a dish of Werther's. Box that was there is full of old powdered donuts. They look, if he died 4 days ago, they're pretty stale by now.
I take one and start to eat it.
All right, you take one bite. It's real fucking stale.
I keep eating it.
Okay, you keep eating it. It's not too bad. You also look around the room. You notice some Murder, She Wrote DVDs.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of model ships and model cars that are kind of on different shelves. And... you also see a few piles of exact change for whatever he was going to buy next. Because for some reason, old people always have exact change for whatever they're buying. So you don't know what he's going to buy, but something for $2.37, apparently, was his next step.
Hey.
At least he could afford a couple Arizona teas.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of already forget. We were here to destroy or get rid of evidence. What was that again? What evidence?
We just have to find out. He was in Delta Green.
Okay.
After we're done, I want to destroy all the evidence that I was in Delta Green.
Hang on one second. Let me finish chewing this Werther's original. But
just come in here, eat his food and candy and shit, and forget what you're doing.
Those kids never visited him. They don't need one.
Yeah. I didn't notice anything in the closets, boys. I don't think we're being listened to.
Yeah, I was kind of suspicious of there being a camera or something, so I was going to search the tube TV.
Okay, go ahead and...
that's a good idea.
Give me an alertness roll. I know people listening, if you do play the game, I don't think there's as many roles that I've been having them do. It's more fun to roll. But if there was something they would need to know, I would tell them.
65, and my alertness is 60.
Yeah, so 65 would be a fail. So you're looking around. You're pretty sure you don't see any cameras or anything. The TV appears to just be basic cable tube television. But, yeah, you don't see any cameras.
Does that mean there is a camera?
Anywhere. You do see an old Murder, She Wrote DVD that apparently fell behind the TV at some point. Ooh,
wait a minute. Do I see a DVD player?
No.
Oh.
I'm going to open the Murder, She Wrote DVD case.
All right, you open it up. And it's just a DVD. Maybe someone got him these as a gift. Maybe. He doesn't have a DVD player, though, so maybe he just looked at the covers.
Hey, X-Pac, as you're making your way to the back, let me know if you see a DVD or a Blu-ray player in the back room.
I will, but which episode is that? I want to make sure I got that one at home.
Is it
rob him?
Is this just season one, or what is this?
Yeah, we'll say it's the first season.
Season one.
All right, I got that one. I'll leave it here.
I just push it behind the TV then.
Okay. He pushes it back.
I'm sure we can count that as evidence.